Gays Radio, your family. I'm Hendrik, and I'm in Cape Town with Mishmash Productions, and they have two very interesting productions coming up. First is called Transformed, and the other is called I Am Trance. And I'm speaking with two of the actors who are in these plays. It's Terry and Tash. Welcome to Gays Radio.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so first a little background to each of you. Terry, you studied drama. How did you get into Mishmash Productions?
Actually, I haven't studied. Oh. I left high school about 3 years ago, and ever since then I've been trying to break into the industry and doing film and theatre, and I heard about Mishmash in a Facebook casting group, and I sort of read up about them, and after the first audition I went to, I was just like, I have to work with this company. So yeah.
And Tash, yourself, how did you get into this?
Completely by fluke, actually. It was her. So I don't know if you know this, but the guy, Mick, who the play is actually... Okay, so Regina, our director, wrote the play. Mm-hmm. About a friend, Mick, who's also transitioning, like same as me. He injured himself by doing a thing. I'm not going to divulge details. But then he couldn't do the plays anymore, obviously. But this was super last minute. So Terry did her audition and got her part. And then sort of as she's leaving...
I mentioned that I'm very comfortable with the subject matter because I have a best friend who is trans. Mm-hmm. And then Regina kind of jumped on it and she was like, you know, we need a trans actor. You know, could you please ask him if he would audition? And I said, oh, you know, I'll see what I can do, because Tash had never acted before. Never,
oh, wow.
Never set foot on stage or in front of a camera. So I kind of was like... I'll leave it up to him.
She was very like, oh, don't feel pressured. She just wants to talk to you. And Regina said the same thing, but she's a Scorpio.
But then you were pressured.
Nah, she was like, oh, come in. I'm not going to try and change your mind. And that's exactly what she did. But like, no, look, her intentions were really pure. She basically just appealed to me and said, I really want an actual trans person to play the main trans character in the fucking play.
Yeah, sorry, it's very important.
A play about being trans.
So so that's an interesting point. I mean, we've seen many movies that they cast straight cis people to play us, you know.
Jared Leto.
Well, there's many examples of them, aren't there?
Many.
How do you feel about that? Do you think there's an argument to be made that only trans or only gay people can play those kind of roles?
I think definitely, yes. Because, I mean, for so long, all we've seen represented is cis straight people. And I think people underestimate the importance of representation and what it can do for a community, you know? Like, there are so many... I mean, mental health in the LGBTQ plus community is just... It's terrible, just in terms of anxiety and depression and suicide rates. And I just feel like if people were to see themselves being represented by actors who understand that struggle, it's just so important.
Alone,
exactly, yeah.
Personally, there aren't a lot of trans actors kind of out there.
Mm.
Which is also why I finally agreed, because I just figured, why not? But I mean, some of my favorite films that like actually made a huge impact on me, there were like straight cis people playing these characters. And I think if they did it respectfully and also like for the time, if they're just, you know, transgender, it's always been like a thing, but it only recently has come to light and become, you know, every household will kind of be like, oh, I know what that is. But before, it wasn't really like that. I mean, like, if you look at Hedwig and the Angry Inch and, like, Danish Girl.
Yeah.
Boys Don't Cry. These are all films that, like, really deeply affected me. And all the actors in those were cisgendered. I mean, if the situation is that they are actually trans actors that are auditioning and then a cis person gets it over, then that's not fair at all. But, I mean, if there's no one available, then I don't know, I guess 50-50. I think it is definitely better, though, to have...
Yeah, I just more impactful.
People playing what they are. Yeah, it means more.
Yeah.
You know, like if I'm watching something and I think someone's trans and afterwards, no, it's just a lesbian or whatever. Like, it's a bit disappointing.
Yeah.
Have you been watching Pose?
Yes, I have.
Oh, wow, there's so many trans actors in that. That's quite amazing, eh?
I was blown away. I did not know what to expect. And also really good actors just in general. I can't believe like that they found, not that they found, there are lots of trans actors. But I can't believe that they just... made that show. I didn't think any network could put money into something like that. It was really exciting.
So, first time on stage, what are the challenges of...
So, we're like doing our first show and Terry looks at me and she goes, are you nervous? And I look at her, I'm like, no. And I'm not even lying. And then I get on the stage and it was really fun and I couldn't see anyone in the audience anyway because I had like night blindness. And... Yeah, it was great.
Stage lights.
I don't know. I guess the later shows, the more I thought about it, then
yeah,
I got a bit nervous because I wanted to, you know, maintain the standard and not let everyone else down, because the whole cast, everyone is like so experienced and good. I just showed up and I was like, oh my God.
You definitely held but your own.
You guys, I completely just, at first, everything I did was just reactionary. So it was them doing all the lines and I would just be like, oh, cool. Oh, nice. And there was Regina trying to compensate for my lack of experience. But then when she sort of realized we could, you know, all just get along, she sort of let us workshop a lot of our lines together.
Yeah, a lot of it was improvised, which I love. I love doing that because it just gives it an authenticity. Like, it was so real. And it was really nice because in the play, we play best friends. Mm. And so,
and in real life, you are.
Exactly. So yeah, our scenes were just really easy. Yeah.
I just thought it was, this is going to be cheesy, but I just thought it was perfect. Terry is actually the first friend that I came out to. And yeah, in the play, the same thing happens. It happens differently, obviously, in the play, yeah, but I just thought that was nice. It made it very easy to make it. Yeah, it's kind of, I can't actually act. I'm just cheating.
Yeah. Just being ourselves. Yeah.
Tell me about the shows that are coming up. Well, you've obviously already played them and they are in yeah, the process, but there are more performances coming up soon.
Yes.
What is it called? What is it about?
I Am Trance is pretty much what the name suggests. It's about what we think is two women who identify as lesbians, who know each other as children, and then by chance come together later in life. And it's about how, when one of these women discovers that they are in fact a trans man, how it affects their relationship and, you know, the label of, you know, being lesbian and, you know, is love strong enough, or, you know, is it about your preferences, that sort of thing. It's largely about how it affects, yes, the trans person, but, you know, the people around them, their close friends, that sort of thing. It's also, some of the characters continue over from I Am Trance into Transformed. So it's kind yeah, of like it was, we were doing it as like a double feature.
Yeah, it's almost, yeah, almost a sequel, but also separate.
Set in the same universe. Yeah. The Transformed universe.
Yes. So Transformed, the whole play takes place in a drag club, which is very cool. And it's basically just exactly as it suggests. It's about a few characters just kind of transforming into the truest versions of themselves. So for example, my character, her name is Becca, and she does drag as a female, which is very looked down upon in the drag community.
Queen.
Yeah, yeah, they call it a folks queen or folk queen. Yeah, so it's about her kind of figuring out how to be herself in this world that is not really accepting her, which is obviously something that our community can identify with.
Resonate,
yeah, so it's just about a bunch of characters just coming into themselves, you know.
Okay. And the two stories kind of link up in this kind of somehow.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I cameo as a
phone
non-existent voice on the phone. Yeah. Not yeah, paid for that role.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Tash, now coming into a production like this with no previous experience, kind of just finding your way through it, what was the biggest challenge for you in the rehearsal process?
This is going to sound really lame, but shouting at Terry. We have to fight. Mm-hmm. And it's not like I don't like shouting at Terry. And she's also a very good actress. So then when she's crying, it's like, oh. But I'd say for the whole rehearsal thing, I expected it to be a lot more challenging, but I was just so lucky because the whole cast, everyone was just so nice and so supportive, and no one looked down on me for being inexperienced. In fact, I didn't announce it, and some people didn't know until I told them later. Yeah.
Regina also, she told us that she cast us because we are quite similar to our characters. So a lot of the time in rehearsal, it was kind of just us being ourselves and adding on to that. And
so then when it came to fight scenes, it felt kind of weird and intense.
I remember that on opening night, Tash came up to me behind the scenes after we had done our fight scene, and he just apologized and he was like, I'm so sorry. I was like, we're acting. It's fine. I'm okay.
No, but one thing.
It was very real.
It was. No, but that's one thing that struck me as well with just acting is I always assumed that, you know, because we did the plays in high school and like watching you guys and stuff, I couldn't understand how you guys would take it seriously, you know. I'd always think I'd want to laugh or whatever, whatever. But, you know, when you're on stage, it's like you forget that you're someone else sort of thing and you get really into it.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, except for the one mime scene. Where it's my whole goal to make you laugh. But beyond that, it's very real.
Is the story your story?
It's not my story. It is the guy who got injured that I had to replace. Mm-hmm. It's Nick's story. It's been altered slightly. Regina didn't feel that she had the, I guess, right for a trans character and try and describe, you know, dysphoria and all those sort of feelings. So, yeah, she sort of just whipped out a phone and said, you know, like, talk and let me record and we can take what's good and leave the rest sort of thing. So, no, it's not my story. I mean, I, for one thing, like men, and Mick likes women. But there are lots of consistencies, and I feel like it's probably like that for all trans people, and I mean, just queer people in general, that the feeling of not belonging, or like being not who you should be, or, you know, feeling repressed or misunderstood. It's universal. It's not even just limited to the LGBT, like, feeling lonely and wrong and not liking yourself is just a human thing.
In this day and age, it seems like we're mainstreaming everything. Like, gay things are being mainstreamed. You know, there's no more gay clubs. They're closing down all over the place because we're all over and we're accepted and what. Is there still a need for a play like this in this day and age?
I think definitely, yes. Because even though a lot of things are being mainstream, there's always going to be those people in those families that don't accept them, and people who are in environments where they just don't feel that they can be themselves. And I remember after one performance that we did, there was a trans woman in the audience.
Yeah, and it was two ladies.
Yes, and they spoke to you. I think I was getting my makeup done, but you told me about it. And they were just so, like, appreciative of the content and the play. So I definitely think it's necessary.
Yeah, and actually, you know, looping back to what you were asking earlier about whether you think it's important that, you know, you get the authentic real deal to play whatever the characters are. On the first night we performed, I had a boy come up to me, and he's also trans, and he actually came to ask, like, are you trans? And we chatted, whatever. It was so cute, actually. I was sitting there looking at the photos.
Yeah.
And the other kid comes up to me, and he's just says, hi, I don't know if you talk to your fans. And I burst out laughing.
Your fans.
But I met... There was that old lesbian couple that came to watch it that loved it. They were like the only people in the audience that night, but they loved it. And that meant a lot that they could enjoy it. And they were saying how they'd never seen anything like that, you know, on stage before. And yeah, I had two trans boys also who really enjoyed it. And sort of, I also had a moment where, see, I'm studying right now, and I sort of was beating myself up, being like, you don't want to be an actor, what are you doing? You shouldn't be doing this, it's a waste of your time, blah, blah, blah. But sort of having those people come up to me afterwards and just say that, you know, it felt good for them to see another trans person up there and who they could relate to.
Yes, yeah.
You know, it meant
kind
a lot
of a,
to them.
You're a role model.
Yeah, no, no. But I mean, the first night, the boy who came up to me, his first question was, are you actually trans? And he said, because I see there's a little bit of a mustache there, but I mean, some lesbians, you don't know. And I was like, nah, I am. And I think that actually did make a big difference to him. So I think maybe
it was an authentic story.
Yeah,
that you told him.
I think it just, it has something to do with how it translates in a live situation, especially, like,
yes, yeah,
you know, if someone actually has that sort of experience, they can probably draw off it better.
I'm here with Terry and Tash, and they two of the actors in productions that are mounted by Mishmash Productions. One is called I Am Trans, and the other, which is kind of the sequel, part two, Transformed. And you can check our website, gayseradio.co.za, and you'll find that we have listed the dates and the venues for those productions, should you be in a position to go and see them. It's certainly interesting to tell these kind of stories. It's not something we see often. We do see the movies about Trans America, that was a big one, The Danish Girl, there are those stories, but have we as South Africans told those stories? I don't think we
definitely
have yet,
not.
Hey?
No,
I don't think so. And that's why I was so happy to be involved in this. And I remember after my first audition with Mishmash, which I did not get the role, but I remember sending a message to my friends because our friendship group is largely queer.
Yeah,
pretty much a straight person in it. But I sent a message to them and I said, like, you have to hear about this production company. They're so amazing. They're representing the community. And I was so excited because I had never encountered that before. And I think that as much as our film industry is growing in that sense of representing the queer community, it's still very behind.
I think on an international scale, yeah, there's a lot of representation. But if you look at South Africa, it's really not much, which is baffling because we actually have a massive trans community. Like, did you know that there's actually a trans clinic in Observatory? Yeah, I think it's the only one in Cape Town, but we have one. So, I mean, that's already cool.
And especially in theatre as well, I think that film and that industry, it's very important. But I'm just going to sound like such an actress now, but there's something about theater that it's so intimate. It's so incredibly intimate and so easy to connect with what you're seeing. And I don't know, it's just, it's so authentic. And I feel like to have that representation in theater is also really important.
So Cape Town seems to be a very queer city. Are trans people visible in this town or not?
That's kind of hard because when people start passing, you sort of disappear into the other gender. So, I mean, I'll be walking down the road sometimes and I'll see a man with very pretty eyes and I'll think, are you like me? It's a bit more obvious with trans ladies a lot of the time. Mm. Just because, you know, if especially they're quite early into their transition, you know, if you have a man bald and you're wearing heels, you stand out quite a lot more than, you know, like a small boy just slouching along. Yeah, I think it's equally difficult for everyone, but there's a lot of people here, like probably more than you'd think. You probably walk past a couple trans people every day.
I've heard, though, from several trans people that they don't feel that they're part of the broader community, that they're not welcome in certain venues, and that they don't really have a place to go to.
Personally, I can't really relate to this. In my experience, I don't kind of broadcast my transness until it comes up, which is not to say I'm trying to be incognito or anything, but I won't sit down and start a conversation with, I am transgender, please get my pronouns right. I know who I am and I don't actually need strangers to acknowledge me. Mm. If my friends acknowledge me, so I mean, we'll be at a bar or whatever and everyone's talking and then maybe a creep comes up to Terry and is, you know, joins our table and trying to hit on us, like, or her and stuff. And, you know, if he misgenders me, then they will correct him, which will result in us having to explain it to him. Like, so, I mean, there've even been times where I've like told my friends, like, nah, just leave it. Cause it's, you know, it's not really, I don't feel it's my job to educate the whole world. You know, you often get people who act like they're entitled to information from you. But at the same time, we live in the age of information. And if you really wanted these questions answered, you could have Googled it yesterday.
Mm. Yeah.
Now that you're drunk at 4 a.m. in the observatory and you see me trying to have a cigarette in the corner, you want to ask me all these intrusive questions.
Yeah, you're suddenly the encyclopedia of trance.
And, like, you know, like, all these questions about what's in my pants and you're not even trying to get in my pants. Not worth my effort, honestly.
When does one stop calling yourself trans? Because, I mean, trans implies that you are going somewhere. At some point, you're going to get there.
Yeah, what do I call myself when I get there? Transitioned. Past tense. I mean, I'll never be cisgendered because, unfortunately, medical science... Yeah, it's amazing that they can make a vagina, but we cannot make a proper dick. Mm. I blame the patriarchy, but that's just me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess that just depends. Like, for me, being trans, I don't feel is... Okay, obviously it's a huge effect on your life and social situation and mental health, but I don't feel like it defines me as a person.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if I was living my life and no one knew I was trans, you know, long post-transition, if it came up, I would tell people. But, I mean, I wouldn't make a point of, you know, wear a label, I am trans, like, nah. But that's just me. I know that some other people are very different. They're all about, you know, being visible for those who can't be, which I do respect. I just, ironically, don't like being the center of attention.
Yeah. Very true. In your
says the person
life.
Who's playing the lead role in a play called I Am Trans.
Yes.
Fantastic. We're chatting here with Terry and Tash. And this is from Mishmash Productions. They have two productions coming up. The one is called I Am Trans. The other one's called Transformed. If you go to our website, gayseradio.co.za, you will find all the dates, all the information, all the pictures. There's videos. There's all sorts with Insta this. We'll do all sorts of things. Thank you very much for joining me today here on Gays Radio with your family.
Thank you so much for listening to us. Come see our play, please.